Okay, I've put down it's the 17th of April. Paul Cummings talking to Leonard Baskin. Well, you were born in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Did you live there? I thought somebody told me you grew up in New York.
Well, I lived in New Brunswick till I was 7.
Uh-huh.
Then I moved to New York.
Right.
Literally grew up in New York.
Do you live in Brooklyn or Manhattan?
Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn. But your father's a rabbi, yes?
My father is a rabbi, yeah.
You have brothers and sisters?
I have a brother and a sister.
How was growing up in Brooklyn? And that was 1929, wasn't it?
Right.
Depression time. What do you remember of growing up there?
I remember a great deal, obviously. But I don't think any of what I remember is really pertinent to my work in any critical way.
In what way?
Well, I went to a seminary, a Hebrew parochial school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, well, it was a relatively early age that I got involved in art. I was
mm-hmm.
about 13.
Mm-hmm.
And I my first real involvement with art was going to a WPA art school, as I suppose it has happened to hundreds of others.
And do you remember which one or where it was?
Yeah, I was in the Y in Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
in Williamsburg.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And once I got involved with sculpture, I never really thought seriously about anything else.
And it started
at that age,
school.
Yeah.
At that school. Was there anything before that? Did you draw? Or?
Not particularly well, or not mm-hmm. often.
How did you decide to go there, or was it?
Well, it's a queer little story.
Yeah.
I had gone with my brother to Macy's.
Mm-hmm.
One day, because there was a big crafts exposition
mm-hmm.
on the sixth floor.
Mm-hmm.
And all crafts were involved, leatherworking, bead making, painting,
mm-hmm.
whatnot, copper, hammering. And
mm-hmm.
one of the exhibits was also clay modeling.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady was there, and I remember her name. Her name was Catherine Sullivan. I've never found out what's happened to her or who she was.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she was modeling,
mm-hmm.
and I was transfixed, literally.
By watching this?
By watching her work. I spent the whole day watching her. My brother left and went home. And I bought some clay
uh-huh.
so that the Macy exposition was a success. Went home and copied a few classical statues out of the Book of Knowledge that I had.
Oh, that's true. And that's how it started.
That's how it started and never stopped.
Yeah. Well, what did you do at this school? Do you remember any of the teachers? Or?
Yeah, of course I remember the teachers.
And some people do and some people don't, you know?
I remember some of them, obviously.
Yeah.
The school was strictly an old-time, vicious, violent,
mm-hmm.
kind of Jesuit-like school,
mm-hmm.
where I went to school from 9 in the morning till 7 at night.
Oh my goodness.
And from 9 through 3 was devoted to the Talmud and the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we had an hour of play from 3 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then from 4 to 7, we knocked off the Regents' requirements secular studies.
So you had good long days in school.
That's right. That included Sunday.
Yeah. Every day. 7 days a
week? No, not Saturday.
Yeah. Sunday through Friday. So how many years did you do that?
I did that till I was 15.
Till you were 15. But you had already started going to this art school.
Right. And that was a summer thing.
The
WPA
yeah.
art school. And
uh-huh.
then I went to the Educational Alliance Art School,
mm-hmm.
which was in the east side over the Williamsburg Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'd finish at 7 o'clock, I'd grab a fast supper
mm-hmm.
and then go to a life drawing class or art
mm-hmm.
school from 8 to 10 at night.
Mm-hmm.
So you might say that I started at 9 in the morning and went till 10 at night.